AFN Interlick.
AFN Interlick Update.
This is your Interlick Update, here to inform you on local and Air Force headlines.
Air Force Chief of Staff General C.Q. Brown Jr. approved several initiatives submitted in the November 2022 Air Force Uniform Board for implementation in AFI 36-2903, Dress and Personal Appearance of United States Air Force and United States Space Force Personnel. Authorized changes are effective April 1st. As separate services, the Air Force and Space Force host independent uniform boards. However, the results of one service's uniform board may be adopted by either service. As a result, some of the changes approved by the Air Force's 102nd Uniform Board were adopted by the Space Force. These specific changes have been identified within 36-2903. Airmen and Guardians submitted change requests through the Guardians and Airmen Innovation Network online. The summary of approved changes are Child Development Centers. This authorizes installation commanders to designate CDCs as no hat, no salute zones. Additionally, in areas not designated, salutes are not required when either person is carrying children. Authorizes the wear of cold weather headband. This expands the current cold weather accessories to add a headband in addition to scarves, earmuffs, watch cap, and gloves. Authorizes wear of a total of 4 badges on the Operational Camouflage Pattern OCP uniform above the Air Force tape. This expands the current regulation, which allows a maximum of 2 badges to 4. Authorizes the wear of additional headgear for the Flight Duty Uniform, FDU. This expands the current regulation to add an OCP patrol cap and a tactical OCP cap in addition to the flight cap. Authorizes a small logo on purses and handbags. The logo must not exceed 1 inch in diameter. For U.S. Space Force only, when wearing civilian attire or in uniform, while carrying a backpack by hand, there are no color or logo restrictions. Authorizes olive drab green as an authorized backpack color. This expands the current regulation to allow olive drab green in addition to black, brown, gray, and dark blue as an authorized color for backpacks to wear with any uniform combination. Authorizes any size logo on gym bags. This removes the word small from the AFI, allowing any size logo on gym bags. Authorizes the wear of parkas by characteristics. This expands the current regulation to allow cold weather parkas to be commercially purchased, with certain exceptions. Parkas must be OCP pattern or coyote brown, and have name tapes, service tape, rank, and patches worn in the same authorized configuration. Authorizes Friday morale shirts with logo on the front and back. This expands the current morale shirt regulation by allowing logos to be worn at a larger diameter on the back of the shirt, in addition to having a logo on the left side of the chest, not to exceed 5 inches in diameter. Regardless of the logo, the shirt must be coyote brown. Authorizes the wear of heritage-like morale patches on the FDU. This removes the verbiage from the AFI limiting current or past official organizational emblem or any variation for the FDU, like the OCPs and two-piece flight duty uniform.
That wraps up your Interlick update. Stay tuned for more of today's hit music.